poet's quest for inspiration can be a lonely one, and anything that awakens the muse is most welcome. For the members of the Maui Live Poets Society, ideas flow freely in a group setting, and poets find themselves taken to unexpected places through collaboration. Melinda Gaughan is putting together her annual Winter Poetry Retreat for this weekend, and we spoke with her yesterday at a poetry retreat.
Well, we are an interesting collection of poetry people, and we meet 4 times a year at different beaches and go on retreat. This is our annual winter retreat. We've been doing this since 1995, so this is about our 80th or so one.
Uh-huh.
And you could expect to come down to the beach and find a small camp of poets. We have our little tents, some of us who stay overnight, and usually it's oceanfront with lovely trees, Maui setting, and we do everything you do when you're camping. We fish and we swim and we snorkel and we surf, and then we write poetry. We have poetry challenges, and your first poem, if you were to come, Chris, on a beautiful day, would be to walk down the beach and find us, and you would bring your poetry book with you. We'd ask you to write a poem called Arrival, and you would write a poem of any type that you'd like about arriving. And then we have other poem challenges that you would think of during the day. I have a list already for our retreat for this weekend, and the challenges would be Organ of Fire, Room to Think,
okay.
Time of Legend.
What was that?
Time of Legend. Disappointed Dreamer.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Star Time.
And each of the poets will do all of them, or will they choose from among them?
They can do whatever they'd like. They can choose to write all of them, or some of them, or none of them. Usually, most people write most all of them. And then we get together around the campfire and share our poems. Some people set them to song. Some of us do hula and set them to dance. Some of us go out and swim to them, and, you know, sometimes you get poems out in the water, and you run in and grab your, that's what I do, you know, I get them at strange places and write them down as fast as you can. When you hear the poems around a campfire and all the poets come together, we have some remarkable people that have been doing poetry for years. Paul Wood, Dave Bear Wilson, Lorraine Berry, Lawrence Hill, Frank Rich, I could go on and on. I mean, really gifted, gifted people. Cynthia Albers. We get some marvelous stuff. I did a lot of work in Berkeley and in the Bay Area before I moved here 20-some years ago, and I've worked with the best. And I got to tell you, the stuff that we get, and poets come and visit us, and they come to our retreats. Very sweet.
So it really is an effective way to generate new ideas, get in that kind of collaborative environment then.
Well, you see, we are deeply moved by events. I think I sent you a copy of the little email I sent out to all of our group honoring the slain journalists in Paris yesterday. We're all in mourning for that. And I'm quite certain that we will write poetry on that theme as well. And, you know, when princes die and, you know, when she departed, we had a retreat in her honor, and some of the poetry was remarkable. You know, it's just amazing how things affect us. When Obama was elected and we felt we were on a new path, again, the poets were, you know, moved greatly by the changes. And quite frankly, the poetry that we receive from the children in our yearly contest also reflects what's going on nationally.
It's a very good way to take the pulse of society.
How clever of you. I always think of it as taking the temperature. But I'm also a teacher, so when I hear the children, I hear them talking, and they do think, they do hear, they do listen. You know, what we give them is all they really have. And if we have poets that can take this and bring it to you in a simple message, make the children sing it in school, look at Blowin' in the Wind by Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
They're now teaching it in the schools.
Well, Melinda, I sometimes feel that young children have a kind of a more pure response to poetry than they do when they get a little older, because it doesn't come with any baggage. It's just kind of the musical language, and they seem to accept it as such. Has that been your observation?
Yes. Thank you. What a great insight. I think I teach poetry to seventh grade students, and it's remarkable to see them let go.
Yeah.
And when I say, you know, the first rule of poetry is there are no rules, I just take away all the rules and just teach them poetry. I start them with nonsense poems and take them into Ted Coosier. You know, I take them into Maya Angelou. I take them to Gwendolyn Brooks. I take them to the great voices of our time, and then I have them enact tableaus to the poems. So they internalize the poems and then write about their feelings about the poem and then write their own poems. And they are amazing. These children get it. And all of us at Maui Live, we're just children that are a little older. You know, we go out to the beach and
sure.
we become children again. We swim and we laugh. We leave it all behind.
Well,
it's a level playing ground. So, you know, the poorest and the wealthiest, they're all the same out there.
When you say becoming children again, it's because I think there's that middle stage of life that we have to overcome where we get a little bit cynical about things like poetry. You know, where
it is the greatest thing. You know, scratch a cynic and you're going to find a disappointed dreamer.
You bet.
And that's the poem you liked.
Yeah, exactly.
as we are. But, you know, this is where poets, this is where we come together. It is our lifeblood. We go on retreat. You should hear us. When are we going on retreat, Melinda? When's the next retreat? Because
yeah.
we got to go. You know, and we just fill up with air and fire, and it's there again. And we go to the readings, which are lovely. Readings are lovely, but they are readings. But when you're out and you're with poets 24/7, it's different. When you sit around the campfire and your faces are ringed in orange light, in the poetry light, you know, things happen. And people get inspired, and then they come back.
Melinda Gaughan is the coordinator of this weekend's Winter Poetry Retreat, Saturday and Sunday on the beach at Haycroft Park. It's free, and all you'll need is a pencil and paper, maybe an idea or two. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.